Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in the introductory section of Shmoneh Esrei. We've really gone through the first three brachos. I think it makes sense to take a bit of a step back and think about the progression. First of all, these three brachos generally constitute a praise of Hashem. There's a very famous idea the Gemara discusses that before one asks for anything, there'll be a lot of requests as Shmoneh Esrei continues, at least on the weekday. Before one asks for anything, one has to praise God first. One classic example of this is the beginning of Parshas Vayeschanan, where Moshe Rabbeinu famously requests one more time to get to go into the land of Israel. And before he makes that request, he says, Hashem Elokim, Atochi, Lo Salaros, Avdachos, God Lechav, Yas Yotcha, Chazaka, God, you've shown your servant, your greatness, your strong hand. Who is a God like you, who does like your deeds and has your might? And then the next pasuk is, Ebrona, Veres Aretz HaTova, let me go in and let me see this good land. And therefore we first had a pasuk of praise. And then we had a verse of request. And that's really what we're doing at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The first three brachos are just praising God. It's interesting to think about what exactly the praise is. The first bracha is a praise of God and thanking Him for His special relationship with the Jewish people. And we see ourselves as another link in that chain. The second bracha is looking around this world and seeing the might and the awesome deeds of God all around us, which of course gives us a greater appreciation. And now, how does the third bracha fit into this? The third bracha is Hakel HaKadosh. We translate Kadosh as sacred or holy, but what Kadosh really means is separate. He's totally beyond us. Why is that an important praise to give to God at this juncture? There's an interesting comment from the commentary Migdal David, and he explains as follows. After the first two brachos, a person is so taken by this God who's in our world and feels so connected to this God. He's the God of our forefathers. He's the God, so many wonderful things in my world come from Him. And therefore, at this juncture, the natural instinct is to want to connect more to Him, to want to understand Him better. And therefore, Hakel HaKadosh is actually a bit of a red light. It's wonderful, connect, great, want to serve Him, wonderful. Just remember that He's Kadosh, that He's in a different realm. He's way beyond us. And that's almost a cautionary reminder to close off our praise. It's a very interesting thing to think about. You know, we have it even in brachos. We mentioned earlier that the opening phrase of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you, God, and you, it's personal, we want to connect, we want to have what to do. And you have many, many brachos that will begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, and yet the bracha proceeds into the third person. So just, you probably have it, you have it numerous places in Shmoneh Esrei too, but even just a basic bracha shahakol, a person has a cup of water, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, God, shahakol niyeh bidvaro, that everything happens by His word, not by your word, but by His word. So it's this fascinating dichotomy that we want it to be not just some vague concept of God, you, a God we connect with, that we relate to, but the moment you get too close, we have to take a bit of a step back because we have to understand that He's way beyond our comprehension, way beyond our understanding. When you think about it, that's part of what we did in the first bracha. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, He's great in all these ways. Before that, we said, He's our God, He's the God of our forefathers. Yeah, we're like old family friends. And then immediately we say, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, Kel Elyon, this lofty God. What's so interesting to think about is I don't think the challenge for most of us is not getting too close. I think the challenge for most of us is creating that relevance in the first place. I believe in God. I believe He created the world. I believe in all of that. Does He really have what to do with me? Is He really interested in me? If we're honest, am I really interested in Him? It's so interesting. I was just thinking, we discussed earlier in the series, the halacha that if there's one bracha you have real focus in, it's the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. And we discussed some possible explanations as to why that might be the case. I was just thinking earlier today, maybe part of the pshat is that first bracha, if one really has intent during that first bracha, it's about the God of the forefathers. We also discussed that for all the kindnesses he does for the other nations of the world, there's a special degree of kindness for Klal Yisrael. If you really think about it and really reflect on it, that can open up a whole new vista in prayer because it creates that personal connection. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.